This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
War goes on. Great good morning, everyone. 11:13 a.m. Is it daylight savings now? Well, it's some other time. I don't know. It is 11:14 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, March 10, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave who have made us and kept us free, thanks to John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the newly opened Sergei's, the nightclub, lower level, 519 Linden Street, right beneath the incredible Atera 519 restaurant. And we honor them today proudly and celebrate them. We lost them last year. Walter Skip Soha, Plymouth. Herb Trapper, South Scranton. Julian Zaleski, Scott Township. John Sanute, drums. Vincent Rosato, West Pittston, DuPont. And Michael Kripel, Taylor. So with history, our great founding fathers and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gabbling back to order after brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Guys, they're lying to you. Literally, it's all they do. This is all the left and the Democrat Party does. They can't tell the truth. Oh, my God, these tariffs with Canada are horrible. This battle with Canada is just so disruptive. And we have a new clown for the Liberal Party of in Canada. He's going to take over, I guess, come in and be. He's called the Prime Minister Designate. Now, they have to call elections this year, but whoever this fool is, turns out he's declared war on the U.S. and said Canada will win the war. Yeah. No, you won't. But see, they want to put pressure on us and have our flighty stock market and our idiotic media and the idiotic Democrat Party carry on about job losses and, oh, and inflation. They didn't care about inflation when they were tripling the cost of gasoline, when they were doubling your utility prices. They didn't care. It's got to be part of their sick, twisted agenda. Or it's no good. Doesn't matter what it is. How do you How do you say, and by the way, my son explained this to me yesterday. I was saying, like, well, why are they bringing up the border when they're talking about Canada and Mexico? Well, he says because they've got an agreement that Trump himself negotiated. It was a vast improvement over NAFTA. But it didn't change a lot of things, which is how the Canadians in particular limit our goods going into their country, all sorts, and then they tax them. They tariff them. Some of them to the tune of 300%. We had the guy reciting it near the end of the last hour. And so it's like, what are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't care about this? How do you justify 240%, 270%, 298% tariffs on top of limits on how much they will import from America on all kinds of dairy products? And then he went through it. Aluminum, steel, you name it. And what? We're not supposed to respond. All right, an idiot says, you're disgusting, always gaslighting the good people of Northeast Pennsylvania. Well, what do you see again? They can't even talk about what they can't even say what they're talking about. When you tell the truth, it really hurts them. It's like garlic to a vampire. Or do they like garlic? I don't even know. Bob, we need to start opening our own power plants to produce electricity for ourselves. Make them buy from us. Stop buying from Canada, says Cabinet Guy. Yeah, because that's one of the threats they throw back at you. Look, we should have a fully cooperative trade relationship with Canada, Mexico, everybody. But it's got to be equal. That's why I'm happy Trump is calling it reciprocal tariffs, because that's what they are. You do it to us, we'll do it to you. Okay. Why are we catching this? Somebody stating what I already said. Trump negotiated the terms of our Canadian-American agreement. Yeah, he pushed them pretty far along, but it's nowhere near fair. And he needs an excuse for the tariff battle, which is fentanyl and the border. Because that agreement is still in place. I mean, obviously you aren't listening, but are you capable of listening? That's the question. Are you capable of listening? Please. It's the same people that said I'm disgusting for gaslighting the good people of Northeast PA. Oh, for telling the truth to the vampires. Maybe that's what they are. They're ghouls and vampires. These devoted Democrat voters. It's a pathology I can't comprehend. From the immigrant and cultural influx to crime, to trade, to the economy, you're for nothing that is good for America and Americans. Nothing. I got a text from a friend of mine. He said, well, if you think a million jobs of government jobs being laid off is not going to hurt the economy, they can go get other jobs. They can go get real jobs. I said it. They can get jobs that will produce. Come down to our warehouse complex right here, Center Point. They're dying to fill those jobs. Amazon, Chewy's. Fill those jobs. We need them. And so, he fill those jobs. You'll be doing something productive for the economy instead of something that's a drag on the economy. So I stand by the statement. You lay off a million federal workers. God bless them. By the way, and again, just like the fool who texted me, we don't have the money to pay them. What part of that are you missing? What part of that truth? We don't have the money. Chuck from Garber says, Bob, the truth's a hard pill to swallow to the left and the fake alphabet news media networks. It is. What part of the truth don't you understand? So Canada could put a tariff of as much as 300% in addition to limiting the import of American products. But we're the bad guy. That's beyond comprehension. Beyond comprehension. All right. We're going to hear from our great sponsors. We are going to hear a little history, a little music, and then we'll be back. 570-883-0098 to call or to text. We'll return. The Beach Boys. Murph tells us they recorded their instrumental tracks for their hit, God Only Knows, at Western Recorders Studios, Hollywood, California, this date, 1966. And we're celebrating, Murph says that. In 1965, Neil Simon's played The Odd Couple, starring Walter Matthau and Art Carney. Remember him? Opens on Broadway in New York City, this date, 1965. How great is that? We played the movie trailer. Because there's no sound from the play, obviously. But great stuff. Somebody texts in. This is the truth. The left likes to take reality up to a certain point, and then they stop. They can't handle the whole truth. Somebody texts in. Bob, it says Babe, but I'll answer to Babe, too. I think you're throwing all the government workers into one barrel. No, I'm not. I'm really not. And I, by the way, I've got... There's, you actually have to listen to what I say. You truly do. The government jobs in this area are critical. Federal government jobs. They're critical to the local economy. The thing is, we can't afford it. There's the money's all, it's done. And better to do the layoffs when there's jobs that they can go to. So he's Bob, check it out. Before Biden left, he hired more federal workers in 4 years than anybody before. It's unprecedented. The federal workforce grew 6% under Biden. Trump's just the Beach Boys. Murph tells us they recorded their instrumental tracks for their hit, God Only Knows, at Western Recorders Studios, Hollywood, California, this date, 1966. And we're celebrating, Murph says that. In 1965, Neil Simon's played The Odd Couple, starring Walter Matthau and Art Carney. Remember him? Opens on Broadway in New York City, this date, 1965. How great is that? We played the movie trailer. Because there's no sound from the play, obviously. But great stuff. Somebody texts in. This is the truth. The left likes to take reality up to a certain point, and then they stop. They can't handle the whole truth. Somebody texts in. Bob, it says Babe, but I'll answer to Babe, too. I think you're throwing all the government workers into one barrel. No, I'm not. I'm really not. And I, by the way, I've got... There's, you actually have to listen to what I say. You truly do. The government jobs in this area are critical. Federal government jobs. They're critical to the local economy. The thing is, we can't afford it. There's, the money's all, it's done. And better to do the layoffs when there's jobs that they can go to. So he's Bob, check it out. Before Biden left, he hired more federal workers in 4 years than anybody before. It's unprecedented. The federal workforce grew 6% under Biden.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump's just... Our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Vasiliga, Scranton's Bruce Wayne, Vasiliga Hospitality, and featuring today the incredible new nightclub, Sergei's, lower level, 519 Linden Street, right beneath Patera 519, my favorite restaurant. Walter Skip Soha. He was from Plymouth. He was 93 when we lost him Christmas Eve. Born January 2nd, 1931 in Plymouth. Graduate of Plymouth High School, class of 1949. He then went to Louisiana Tech. And then Wilkes. In high school, he lettered in football and baseball for the Plymouth Shawnee Indians. In 1947, he was a member of the Plymouth American Legion baseball team that presented Babe Ruth with the Anthracite Trophy before the East-West Pennsylvania American Legion All-Star Game at Scheib Park in Philadelphia. He served us for 4 years in the United States Air Force during the Korean War. He played baseball in the Air Force. He was employed by Planters Nut and Chocolate, Wilkes-Barre, as a Midwest Region Sales Director before the buyout of Planters by Standard Brands. He retired as Income Maintenance Supervisor for the Welfare Department for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Skip Soha. Herb Trapper. He was but 77 when we lost him December 23rd. He was from South Scranton. His wife of 45 years is the former Gail Coleman. Herb was born in Scranton, a graduate of the incredible Scranton Technical High School. He proudly served us in the United States Navy on the USS Bonhomme Richard. He got out of the Navy in 1971. Prior to retirement, upon return from the Navy, Herb and his father started Herb Trapper and Sons Plumbing. After that, he became a general contractor specializing in custom stairs and hardwood floors. A lost art. Post-retirement, he worked for Community Bank as a parking attendant for 12 years. Never one to sit still for even 30 minutes. There was always a home improvement project going on at his house, a family member's, or a neighbor's. He loved his oldies, Joe Nardone oldies. In addition to his wife also surviving, our three sons, grandchildren, and other family members. Herb Trapper, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Vasiliga and Scranton's newest and hottest nightclub, Sergei's on Linden Street in Scranton. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, mostly sunny and mild. It'll be about 60. It says 53 on my monitor here. Tonight, clear skies down to 38. Tuesday, sunshine and milder, 66. Wednesday, partly sunny and cooler with a chance of a late day shower, 52. I have my Eagles shirt on. Remember the mayor misspelling? Eagles. It happens to the best of us. But anyway, I've got my Eagles shirt that the Pie Man gave me. And we're going to finish with Steve Miller today was the number two hit this day in 1977 because Murph says Fly Like an Eagle was Vic Fangio at St. Patrick's Day Parade, and Murph was his driver and accompaniment for that march. I think he mostly walked, right? All right, so we're back. Bob Cadaro and WILK. Let's go to the blower right away. Jerry from 44. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for your patience.
You were giving yourself agita the last segment, so I just called to just to kind of sum it up what's going on.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. It matters that the liberals don't like anything that Republicans do, and they will twist it and turn it and just do whatever they can to knock the Republican Party down.
What? My question is, like, that's obvious, sadly. But why, Jerry? I can't figure out why they would be devoted to a political party which hurts them directly.
I don't know. You know, I see a lot of Republican friends and whoever, and they, you know, they shift to the left a little bit. They're not as bashing as the liberals are. But there's so many liberals that they cannot say anything positive, good, bad, mostly bad against the Republican Party. Everyone's Hitler, everybody is just bad news. And
yeah,
it blows my mind as well.
And I mean, really, it takes about 2 seconds of thought to realize that you're lying when you take that position. It's stunning. It's a
yes,
stunning pathology that I have not figured out.
Yeah, and the latest on social media is the money that certain Republican or certain politicians got. Did you see that one?
No.
I'll send it to you. Another one is that auto pin that people are saying.
Yeah,
that
that's a big deal.
You saw that one?
I'm getting to that one because you said we've so much sadly to talk about every day. I don't get to things that I mark down. Yeah, what Jerry's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is they've discovered that most of the things that Biden signed were done by an auto pen. Now, back in my day when I worked on Capitol Hill, you would go up in the attic of the, in my case, the Cannon office building. And you'd have this chicken wired area, and it would have this auto pen, and you'd bring stuff up there, and, you know, so the congressman could sign 80 things without signing them. Well, they're using a fake mechanical pen for almost everything Biden did.
Unreal. I'll let you go, but thank you. I'm going to send that, text it right now to you.
No, it won't come through on this. It won't come through on the text. You got to send it to the robert.cordaro@audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you can email
okay,
it, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure thing.
All
talk
right,
to you,
Jerry.
Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And again, you know, you go back and say, all right, maybe they don't believe us. I don't want one federal employee to be laid off. I really don't. Like, I'd let's say, okay, you got, whatever, a year to find a job. Which, by the way, Trump gave him 9 months. And only, what, well, not only, but about 60,000 accepted. Go find another job because you're going to get laid off. So, and you know you're going to lose a lot of the good ones. I understand that. That's fact of life. But no one is injecting, and it should be in every discussion of any of this, hey, the Canadians are trading in a grossly unfair manner with the United States. Hey, we don't have the money to spend frivolously or to support the size of the government workforce that Biden has expanded. We don't have it. Why don't you want to? By the way, you know what else I was talking about with my son yesterday? We're all wondering when RFK is going to come out. Now, he's meeting with the food companies, so he's doing stuff. But I guess I was sort of expecting him to be more prepared with a concrete agenda when he took over the cabinet position as opposed to what he's been doing. I'm waiting for some big things out of him. We'll see. I said he could be overwhelmed. I mean, you're talking about the size of the department, millions of employees, and how many hundreds of billions of dollars of expenditures, and a huge swath of the economy that they're in charge of. Okay, maybe he's getting his sea legs. I don't know. But yeah, we were curious about that. All right, let's go quickly. Joe from Berwick. Hey, Joe.
Hey, hello, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Real quick, something I personally observed being a Commonwealth employee. What happened with these government workforces is they got so big, and there are other people who will tell you this, they got so big that it actually hurt the employees because after a while, they couldn't sustain having the kind of benefits and retirement that they always had, and they severely cut back on those things. That actually hurt the government workforce to do that because they could no longer recruit like really good qualified people like they did for like.
Hey, your phone's cutting out on you there, Joe.
Saying is, Bob, the government workforce, it actually hurt government workers to become as large as they did because they had to inevitably cut back on the benefits and retirement that they always used to promise. That was always a big draw to get in the most qualified people.
And Joe, as I was saying earlier, there's going to be more federal workers laid off than necessary because the same people are opposing DOGE.
Yeah, it's I and I can tell you something else here too, Bob. It's not all bad because my sister's boyfriend, who's a longtime federal contract employee, he is close to retirement. So when they came along with this 9-month layoff thing, he jumped at it in a heartbeat. He's happy as a clam because he's going to spend 9 months being paid and then retire. So it's not all bad like everybody is painting it to be.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Joe, it's what we've been talking about. We're not against these government workers. They're trying to get along like the rest of us. It's not their fault what the Democrat Party and the establishment has done and how it's destroyed the country with its obsessions. It's not their fault. Nah. Well, Joe, thank you as always, my friend. And let's point out you were law enforcement. He was a prison guard. You need those. That's for sure. Bloomberg Money Minute, and then we'll be back. Murph tells us that on this date, 1972, America received a gold record for their self-titled album, Horse with No Name. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Market's down a little bit today. You know what? You've got people who are legitimately concerned about Trump's tariff policy. But what's amazing to me, they're not concerned about America getting screwed with tariff and non-tariff barriers in other countries. Canada, specifically, poster child for this. They've got tariff and non-tariff barriers. What do I mean by non-tariff barriers? They've got limits on how much of certain products we can send into Canada and sell. On top of that, they've got tariffs. It's nuts. By the way, somebody said, Bob, how about the stranded astronauts? 9 months. We need to rescue them. And by the way, on that rescue, Elon Musk has said without dispute, the Biden administration didn't want a Trump ally to get credit for saving them. So they had to stay up there another 3 months. Could you imagine? Again, this is it. The left, the Democrat Party, today's Democrat Party, they don't care about people. They only love and slavishly devoted to their agenda. That's it. So we're going to finish with Steve Miller Band. It was number two this date, 1977. Murph said, "Fly Like an Eagle." Eagle defensive coordinator, Super Bowl winner Vic Fangio at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Murph was bodyguard and driver. So that means Vic was well protected. Quickly, we'll go to Elle from Wayne County. Elle, we got about a minute, my dear.
Okay. Yesterday on Face the Nation, Christy Noem was on. So if you didn't see it or listen to it, Bob, listen to it. It was really good. Also on was a Kristen Hillman. She's the Canadian ambassador to us. And she talked a lot about Trudeau and stuff. And she said that the election's going to happen this week and that Trudeau will be out. And there was a bunch of stuff on that call, on that show. So you should try to listen to it, Bob. It was a real good show. Christy Noem, she was fantastic. I'll tell you.
Well, it's so easy on our side of the fence. All you have to do is tell the truth. And then people who aren't paying close attention say, "What?"
She has a new ad on the TV also, and it's fantastic. I love it. I only heard it twice, though.
Well,
so I don't know if they cut it off already.
Well, I want to get that conservative prime minister in there, not the prime minister designate, who they've is just another left-wing idiot up in Canada. And maybe we'll get somewhere for real on all kinds of things. But always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Elle.
Thank you. You also. You keep doing the great job you're doing. We need you there.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. Bob, what about duty fees, says Body Shop Guy? Well, it's another form of it, but they're just for they're designed only to pay the costs of inspection and itemization of things coming across the border. Tariffs are a different story altogether. That's an additional tax put on a good because of either unfair or to protect American jobs. Guys, great to be back with you today. I got to go to see my boy, Chauncey Gardner. Chauncey Bernard Gardner, to be exact. But I want to thank you for being with us. We enjoyed it. Sue Henry show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. And as we depart, we'd like to remember our veterans that we paid tribute today. Brought to you by John Basiliga and Sergey's Nightclub. Herb Trapper, South Scranton. Skip Soha, Plymouth. Julian Zaleski, Scott Township. John Sanute, drums. Vincent Rosato, DuPont. And Michael Kripel of Taylor. Great men we honor today and that we bemoan their loss. And you guys, great to be back with you. By the way, my guy, Rick Bigelow, informed me, because of the change in daylight savings time here, the Sinatra song and all that, Sinatra, it's a quarter to three in Guadalcanal. And we got to remember that until October, as long as we continue this system. But we leave you today. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. We'll continue this fight. The battle's over, but the war's still on. Have a great afternoon, great evening, and I hope to be with you tomorrow. For now, though, we bang the gavel and end this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Adios.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.